Brian McInerney, hydrologist for the National Weather Service, spoke to us last week with a forecast for rain and thunderstorms on the horizon. He said most flash floods appear in the first 2 years after a fire, so they're not only watching the burned-out slopes of Utah fires this year, including Rockport, but last year's blazes. He said a mudslide can be a scary proposition for a family in their home.
What my big worry is, and our worry, is that you have kids that sleep in the basement, because when that mud comes down, it comes really fast. It breaks the windows in the window wells, slams the door shut, and fills up the room with mud. And if you have anybody in that room, it can be a bad time really fast because they can't get out because it's like cement when that stuff comes off the hill.
On the slopes of Rockport, he said the National Resource Conservation Service is financing a reseeding effort.
It's not Forest Service land, so they get a grant, and they do some measures where they put little fences in there. But the next year, you'll see it, and it'll look green, and you think, well, it's revegetated. We're in good shape. But those root structures are so small that when you have intense rainfall, and that's what starts the debris flow, you have a raindrop sailing out of the sky at high speed. Typically, you have vegetation, which slows down the inertia of that raindrop. But when it hits the ground and there's no more vegetation, it starts moving soil particles. So one hits two, two hits four, four hits 16, and you have exponential movement of soil particles within the first 2 to 3 seconds. And then everything starts moving all at once. And then the inertia just brings that hillside down because you don't have the vegetation to keep it anchored.
However, he said Rockport has a couple of factors in its favor.
I was fortunate enough to have Steve Rutter, who was the head fire guy there, take me and give me a tour of what it looks like. And what we see is that we don't think it's going to overtop the road and go into Rockport Reservoir, which is very good because the road cut is so high. Plus, the housing is interspersed throughout the burn itself. So unless you have a burn that kicks off higher up in the drainage on the side, you really shouldn't see much damage up there.
McInerney said pretty much all of southern Utah is currently prone to flash floods.
Stay out of the slot canyons. They're going to go big, and they're going to be really dangerous places. And if you've ever been in a slot canyon, there's really no escape if you're in there, and you can't get any word on what's happening above you. We have something called a flash flood product that we put out, so a day or 2 days ahead of time, you can see the potential for flash flooding for that day, and it's going to ramp up to moderates to highs for most of these places. So if you are going to southern Utah, stay out of the slot canyon, stay out of the narrow washes, and watch out for lightning during this time.
He said it's still not easy to predict when a debris slide will hit.
Most of the debris flows we've warned for, we're doing better, but there's still variables you can't quantify, and that's, we're working on it. But what I tell the people who live in the area is if you see black clouds, thunderstorms on the burn scar, put the kids in the car and go get ice cream for a bit. Just take matters into your own hands. Move out of the area just for an hour until that storm passes. If it does, it's a debris flow. It does hammer your house. You weren't there. The kids weren't in the basement. That's a good thing. And that's what I try and impart on the people who live below these burn scars. We're there watching them 24/7, but, you know, we don't have it right all the time.
Although fire and its aftermath is a hazard, it's a natural part of the ecosystem.
You want fire to clear things out to make species grow, and it's good. But unfortunately, we've moved into these areas, and we've built homes, and we have businesses and things, and people's lives are at risk now, and that's just the nature of more population.
Brian McInerney from the National Weather Service. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.